ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Eliezer Sherwinter. Meseches Sanhedrin is dedicated by Mr. Zisha Lipschitz in honor of Rabbi Yaakov Metz.
We are now Be'ezus Hashem up to the Gemara Daf Talad, which is a continuation from the Gemara before Daf Gimel Amid Beis. The Gemara brings down the following machlekes between Rabbi Yeshia and Rabbi Yonasan as far as the makar that one needs shoisha. According to Rabbi Yeshia, the makar that one needs shoisha is from this that the pasuk says three times Elohim. And from this, how the pasuk says three times Elohim, from there we learn out that one needs Shoisha Dayanim. That is how Rabbi Yeshia explains the makar of this, that one needs Shoisha. Rabbi Yonasan on the other end argues, and Rabbi Yonasan says, the Rishain Tchila Nemar Vein Darshan Tchilais. And since Ein Darshan Tchilais, for that reason the first Elohim cannot be used to teach us that one needs a Dayan. And therefore one does not have three Elohim to teach us that one needs three Dayanim. But rather one only has two Elohim to teach us that one needs two Dayanim. This, that one needs three Dayanim, is based on the rule of Ein, based in Shokol. And since a based then cannot be Shokol, for that reason, we see in Alein Oid Echad, and from there we learn out Halacha that one needs Shoisha Dayanim. Our Gemara goes on to ask the following Kasha on Rabbi Yeshia. Rabbi Yeshia Leisei based in Neitza, Vatanya Blazer B'neisha Leisei Gui Yoyim Matam Adoimar. Lintais achre rabba mahatais, atere omer asilucha beistin neite. And the beistin cannot be shakol. And therefore, what is pshat in this, Rabbi Yeshia explains, that the makar that one needs shoisha dayanim is only because the pasuk says three times Elohim. Bukhara, the pasuk just said two times Elohim, still, we should have learned out that one needs shoisha dayanim since there is alacha that one needs a beistin neite. And the beistin cannot be shakol. Our Gemara answers the kashon Rabbi Yeshia by saying, Savuro kebi Yehuda da omer shivim. The Tanan Sanhedrin Gedolah Haisa Shal Shivim Ve'echad, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Shivim. And from this, Rabbi Yehuda says that a basin can be Shivim, and a basin does not have to be Shivim Ve'echad. From there one sees that according to Rabbi Yehuda, there is no halacha that one needs a basin in Neita, but rather a basin which is Shakol is also kosher. Our Gemara goes on to ask, Emer the Shamas of Rabbi Yehuda Sanhedrin Gedolah the Chsivi Kroi, Vishar Beidina Mi Shamaslei. And this Rabbi Yehuda says that as far as smicha sekenim varifas egwa one needs chamisha is based on the rule of ein based in shokol and one needs a based on which is naita. So from here one sees that even according to Yehuda, who is machshir shivim by a based in agada, but still. As far as the other batei dinim are concerned, Rabbi Yehuda agrees that there is halacha that a based in cannot be shokol. Our Gemara answers by saying Rabbi Yeshia Adifa Med Rabbi Yehuda. Dilu Rabbi Yehuda Vesanhedri Gedei Lehuda Leislei. Ha Beshar Beidina Islei. Rabbi Yeshia Beshar Beidina Nami Leislei. In other words, there are three shitas as far as this that one needs a base in Neitze. According to Tanakam, who argues Rabbi Yehuda and says that even by a base in Agada one needs Shivim Ve'echad. And even though the Torah says Shivim, but still we will apply the rule of in base in Shakol. And for that reason one needs Shivim Ve'echad. Tanakama understands that halacha of im based in shakol, and this that one needs a based in neita applies across the board. On the other, Rabbi Yehuda argues, Rabbi Yehuda understands that as far as based in agado is concerned, one does not need a based in neita since the Torah says shivim, and therefore a based in agado is an exception to the rule of this that one needs a based in neita. But as far as all other batei dinim, Rabbi Yehuda agrees that one needs a based in which is neita, and one cannot have a based in which is shakol. Rabbi Yeshia, on the other hand, understands that even by a basin shal shvoisha, one does not need a basin which is neita, and therefore one can have a basin which is shakol. And therefore this that one needs shvoisha is only because there are three elohims which can be used for a drasha. Our Gemara goes on to ask that according to Rabbi Yeshia, hai lintais mayavidle, our Gemara explains, mukim wa bedine nefashis, avo bedine mamanis loi. In other words, even according to Rabbi Yeshia, one needs a based in neita by dini nefashis. And therefore the pasuk of Lintais is coming to teach us as far as dini nefashis, one needs a based in neita. Now one has to know, is this halacha of im based in shako only halacha chadchila, the chadchila one needs a based in to be a based in neita, or do we say that halacha of im based in shako is even halacha b'di'evid? And even b'di'evid, if one has the base in which is shakol, the base then is possible. In the Sharim Mishpat and Siman Yuches of Katan Aleph, we find that the Sharim Mishpat brings the following raya from our Gemara to prove that the halacha of im based in shakol is a halacha even b'di'evid. And if one has a base in which is shakol, the base then is possible. The Shaar Mishpat says that from this that one sees that according to Rabbi Yonasan, the Makar that one eats Shoisha is based on Aim based in Shakal. And by Shnayim Shadonu Lalache Shnayim Shadonu Ein Dinayim Din, and a based in Shal Shnayim is a based in Pasal, from there one sees that a based in Shakal is Pasal even B'diavad. And for that reason, Shnayim Shadonu Ein Dinayim Din, since a based in which is Shakal is Pasal even B'diavad. And for that reason, the Shaar Mishpat goes on to say that so to a based in Shaar Ba, one will have the psul of Aim based in Shakal, and a based in Shaar Ba will be pasul even b'di'eved. And so to his mashmos of Rashi b'di'ramask of Rabbi Yeshia, the Rashi explains that according to Rabbi Yeshia, Arba a'yishisha k'sherim. On the other hand, according to Rabbi Yonasan, Arba or shisha are psulim, since there's alachav Aim based in Shakal, which is a psul even b'di'eved. That is the raya of the Shaar Mishpat. Now one has to know, is this that we say, the halacha of Aim based in Shakal, only referring to a dentera, which could potentially need achra, and as far as such a basin, there is a halacha that one cannot have a based in Shakal, since a based in Shakal may not be able to machriya such a shaila piroiv, or do we understand that the halacha of Aim based in Shakal is because we say that a based in Shakal is not considered a based in? And the drush of Achri Rabba Mahatis, Aselcha based in Nait is only a simin. That a based in cannot be Shakal and a based in Shakal is not considered a based in. From this, Arashi explains Aim based in Shakal, that in Oisim based in Zugas, it's Harachal Kain by Achri Rabba Mahatis, the Mischalko Chatzon Ein Kan Rabbim. From Rashi, it is mashma that the halacha of Aim based in Shakal is halacha as far as a base in which might have to machriya shayla. That as far as a dentera which might need achra, we say that one has to set up a base in with the ability to have an achre rabbi mahatais. In the Gemara Gittin, on the following base, on the base, we find the following machlekes amiroim. As far as the halacha of bitla get, this that one has the ability to mevatla get. And when asking a vatal get bifnei beistin, bifnei kama mevatal get, Rav Nachman Amar bifnei shnayim. Rav Sheshes on the other hand argues, and Rav Sheshes says that in order to mevatal get, when asking a vatal get bifnei shoisha. Rav Nachman explains this, that one has the ability to mevatal get bifnei shnayim is because of betray nami beidina korilahu. As Rav Nachman proves from Prisbel, that from Prisbel one sees that two people are also considered a beistin. Now, here one has to understand Pshat and Rav Nachman. What is Pshat in this? Rav Nachman says one has the ability to mevatel get bifnei shnayim. Since a beitrei nami beidina kari luhu, what happened to the halacha of shnayim shadonu ein dinayim din? And the beis din shal shnayim are psulim to be done. So to explain Pshat in the sheet of Rav Nachman, we find that the Rashba explains Pshat in Rav Nachman as follows. That since as far as bitwa get and prosbol, Ein tzrichin lisa v'litem b'davar, for that reason it is sagi b'shnayim. In other words, halacha of shoisha only applies where there is a maso matan taking place, and there might be a need for achra. On the other hand, where there is no maso matan taking place, and there is no need for achra, one does not need shoisha, but even shnayim is considered a beistin. That is how the Rashba explains pshat in the shita of Rav Nachman. According to the Rashba, Chira comes out that the machlokes between Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes is a machlokes as far as this, that one needs a base in Shal Shoisha. Do we say that one only needs a base in Shal Shoisha in its interior where a maso matan is taking place and there might be a need for achra, or do we say that one needs Shoisha anytime one needs a base in, and anytime one needs a base in, one needs Shoisha, since less than Shoisha is not considered a base in? That is the Chayy Pshat and the Machlekes between Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes according to the Shita of the Rashba. So again, from the Rashba, Chayy one sees that the Shaila that we had before as far as how to understand the Halacha of Aim based in Shakal. If the Halacha of Aim based in Shakal is only Halacha as far as the Dentera which might potentially need Achra, but the Halacha of Aim based in Shoisha is Halacha and based in that in order to be considered a based in one needs Shoisha Dayanim, and less than Shoisha Dayanim is not considered a based in. Since the drasha of Achri Rabba Mahatis is just a simen, that a beis din shakal is not considered a beis din, is zocher the basis of the machlokes between Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes and Gittin on daf lamed beis. In Tosfos Nivomes and daf kof aleph min aleph, we find that Tosfos asks the following kasha: what is pshat in this? We find in our Gemara that as far as michas par one needs shoisha, zocher as far as michas par there is no potential for achra. And therefore one should not need choisha, and we should not be able to apply the rule of aim based on shako vaisifin alein aidachad. Tesis answers his kasha with two terutzim. The first tarot of Tesis is this: the hasam nami ika pokte iba ina mechol kaichai, that by smichas par, there is also a potential for achra, and therefore we will apply the halacha of aim based on shako. That is the first teretz of Tesis and Yivamis. Tesis in his second teretz says as follows: Va'idei shoymer debechol duchtin debalinon roi lebeistin ein beistin shako. In other words, Tesis in his second teretz is mechadish that even without the potential for achra, but still one needs a beistin shoshoisha, and there is a lachav ein beistin shako. As Tesis explains, that wherever one needs a beistin, there is a lachav ein beistin shako. So from Tesis in the second side, one clearly sees that Tesis understands that halacha of aim based in shakal has nothing to do with the potential for achra, but rather the halacha of aim based in shakal is halacha that in order to be considered a based in, one cannot have a based in which is a based in shakal. A based in shakal is not considered a based in, and the drash of achra rabba mahates asilcha based in noita is only a simen that a based in shakal is not considered a based in. According to Tesis' second pshat, one has to explain this that we find in the Gemara and Gittin that we mentioned before, that according to Rav Nachman, one has the ability to invato a get bifnei shnayim, and betray nami beidina kariluhu, is not as the Rashba explains, that bedavar she'enei tzarech masal matan, one does not need a based in shoshoisha, but rather as Tesis explains in Gittin, that for certain dinei de Rabbanon were makel to consider betray as a based in. And therefore, as far as Mili Dirabonon, Beitre is also Beidina Karilohu. That is a chira, how one has to explain Pshat in the Shita of Rav Nachman according to the second Teretz of Tesis Nivamis. So again, these two tzadim, as far as how to explain the halacha of Ein Beis and Shako, is a machlekes between the two Terutzim of Tesis Nivamis, and according to the Rashba, is a machlekes between Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes and Gittin on the Afame Beis. In the Yerushalmi in Hurrius Paragraph Lachabes, we find in the Yerushalmi the following Chiddush: that one can have a base in Shomea, and by a base in Shomea, we will not apply the halach of Ein based in Shoko. Okay, one has to understand Pshat in the Yerushalmi what happened to the halach of Ein based in Shoko, Mesifin Alein Oid Echad. And as we mentioned, B'Shem the Shar Mishpah, the Shar Mishpah proves from our Gemara that the halach of Ein based in Shoko is even a halach of the Eved. That a based in shakal is possible even by the Eved. So to explain Pshat in the Yerushalmi Al-Khir, one has to say as follows: that the Yerushalmi understands that the halacha v'aseilacha based in Naita is only a simen as far as the Iker Shir basin is concerned. As far as the Iker Shir basin, we say aseilacha based in Naita, and therefore a based in Shoshnaim is possible. Since one needs a seilcha based in Naita, and therefore needs a based in Shoshoisha, and so too the minimum shear a based in cannot be a based in Shoko. But if one has Shoisha Dayanim, or one has Shivim Ve'echad of Sanhedrin, that one has the minimum shear a based in, then even if one was Mesef on the based in and now one has Mea, but still we have the minimum shear a based in. In other words, Yerushalmi understands that Halach of a seilcha based in Naita is only a simen, and only a simen for the minimum shira of how much one needs in order to be considered a beis din. But there is no halacha that a beis din cannot be shakal. A beis din can be shakal, and a beis din which is shakal is also considered a beis din which is kosher. And so too is mashmos of the Rambam, that the Rambam never brings down the halacha that one cannot have a beis din shakal. From the Rambam it is mashma that a beis din which is made up of four dayanim is considered a beis din which is kosher. Even though the beis din is a beis din which is shakal, but still there is no problem of having a beis din which is shakal, as long as one has a minimum shear of a beis din which is a beis din shal shoisha. That is another mahalach which Ulchir one sees from the shita of the Yerushalmi. But Ulchir one has to understand, how can we possibly say that halacha v'asei v'cha based in noita is only halacha as far as the minimum shear which one needs for based in. If so, how we to understand pshat and the shita Rabbi Yehuda says that as far as smichas akenim, the egwa rufa one needs chamisha based on the halacha of aim based in shakol. Okay, one already has a minimum shear that one needs for a based in, since one has shoisha. And therefore, as pshat in this, Rabbi Yehuda says that one needs chamisha based on the halacha of aim based in shakol. So to explain pshat and the shita Rabbi Yehuda according to the Yerushalmi, okay, one can explain pshat and the shita Rabbi Yehuda with one of two mahalchim. Either one can explain pshat and the shita Rabbi Yehuda by saying, Rabbi Yehuda understands that by smichas the kainim ve'egra rufa there is no shear of shoisha dayanim, but rather from the pasuk it would have been mashma that the shear is arba dayanim, and therefore we apply the halacha of aseilcha based on noita, which is the way of the Torah telling us that the minimum shear of basin cannot be a based in shakol. That is one way with which one can explain pshat and the shita Rabbi Yehuda according to the Yerushalmi. Another mahalach with which one can explain pshat and the shita Rabbi Yehuda is by saying that even though the ikar halach of aseilcha based in noita, which is ma'akiv, is halach as far as the minimum shear of how many dayanim one needs to be considered a based in, but then there is another halach as well of an oisin based in shakol. The halach of an oisin based in shakol applies even more than the minimum shear of how much one needs to be considered a based in. And therefore, if one will have four dayanim, even though the halacha of aseilcha based in noita will not apply, but still one will have the halacha of an oisim based in shakol. But as far as halacha of an oisim based in shakol, that halacha is only halacha l'chatchila. B'di'eved, if one has a based in shakol, as long as one has a minimum shear of dayanim based in shakol, is considered a based in which is kosher. And for that reason, Yerushalmi says that a based in shomeya has the ability to be done. That is another mahalach with which one can explain pshat and the shita of Rabbi Yehuda according to the Yerushalmi. Based on the second pshat and shita of Rabbi Yehuda according to the Yerushalmi, one can say that the Yerushalmi understands the shita of Rabbi Yehuda that according to Rabbi Yehuda there is no halacha v'aseilcha based in naita. From this, Rabbi Yehuda says that a based in shel shivim is kosher ladam. From there, one sees that according to Rabbi Yehuda, there is no halacha v'aseilcha based in naita as far as the minimum shear of dayanim that one needs in order to be considered a based in. And we do not say that the Torah is coming to tell us that there is a minimum shear of how many dayanim one needs to be considered a based in, but rather, even if one has a minimum shear of dayanim which is a based in shakol, still one has a based in which is kosher. This Rabbi Yehuda says that one needs chamisha dayanim as far as smichas akenim ve'egwa rufa is a special halacha of ein based in shakol. V'chatchila one needs that the based in should not be shakol. And for that reason, Rabbi Yehuda says that as far as smichas akenim ve'egwa rufa one needs chamisha dayanim. So again, we have three tzadim as far as how to explain the halacha of aseilcha based in noita. Either one can explain the halacha of aseilcha based in noita, that the Torah is coming to tell us that as far as a din, which has a potential for achra, one needs a based din, which has the ability to machria al piroiv, and will not end up with shkulim, which is a shita of Rav Nachman, according to the Rashba, and the first teretz of Tesis Nivamis. That is the first side, as far as how to explain aseilcha based in noita. The second side, as far as how to explain aseilcha based in noita, is by saying that the Torah is coming to teach us that a based din shakol is not considered a based in. In order to be considered a based in, one needs that the based in is not shakol. And the Torah's way of telling us that a based in cannot be shakol is by saying aseilcha based in noita. But this, that one needs that the based in should not be shakol, has nothing to do with the fact that there is a potential for achra, which is a chayav pshat in the sheet of Rav Sheshes and Gittin and Dafam Beis, and so too is the mahalach of the second teretz of Tesis Nivamis. From the Yerushalmi Ochir, one sees a third mahalach. The entire halacha aseilcha beis noita is only a simen as far as the minimum shear of dayanim that one needs in order to be considered a based in. And the Torah is telling us that even though from the mashmos of the psukim it is mashma, that one can have a minimum shear of dayanim even though they are shakol, but the Torah is telling us no, that one needs that the based in should not be shakol. Now if according to the Yerushalmi there is another halacha besides for aseilcha beis noita, and there is a din l'chatchila of an oisin based in shakol, even if one has a minimum shear of dayanim, is dependent upon the Tutzdadim as far as how to explain Pshat and the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, who says that by Smichas Akenim ve'egwa Arufa one needs Chamisha Dayanim. From this that the Bach says in Choshen Mishpat and Simon Gimel Sefiot that Halacha Vein Oisim based on Shakal is only Halacha L'chatchila. L'chayor one clearly sees that the Bach understands that according to the Yerushalmi there is an other Halacha as well. And there is an other Halacha Vein Oisim based on Shakal, which is only Halacha L'chatchila. That is a chayor, what one sees Vishita Sabach. In Taisis Megillah and Afchav Gimel we find in Taisis the following Chiddush. Taisis asks, on this we learned in our Mishnah, that by Karka one needs Tisha V'Kayin, that in order to be Shom Karka of Hektish one needs Tisha V'Kayin. Taisis asks, what happened to the Halach of Aim based in Shakol? In the Terevin and Megillah we find that the Terevin answers Taisis's Kasha as follows, that by Pidyon Hektish we will not apply the Halach of Aim based in Shakol, since the entire Halach of Aim based in Shakol was only said where there is Halacha Vazlinon Basaruba. In a dentera where there is Halacha Vazlinon Basaruba, then we apply the Halacha Aim based in Shakal. But as far as Halacha, that as far as Shumas Hektish one needs Asara, there is no Halacha Vazlinon Basaruba, but rather one needs that all the Asara are maskim to the same price, and all the Asara are maskim to the same Shuma. And since one needs that all the Asara mask him to the same Shuma, and we do not go after Rav, for that reason we will not apply the Halach of Aim based in Shoko. That is how the Terevin answers the Kasha of Taisis. From this that Taisis understands that the Halach of Aim based in Shoko should apply to this that one needs Asara by Hektish. Either one can say that Taisis argues on the side of the Terevin, and Taisis understands that as far as the Asara that one needs for Shumas Hektish, there is a Halacha Vazlina Basaruba, and for that reason, Taisis understands we should apply the Halacha of Aim based in Shakal to the Asara that one needs by Shumas Hektish, or one can say that even if Taisis agrees to the side of the Terevin, but still Taisis asks what happened to the Halacha of Aim based in Shakal, and the Halacha of Aim based in Shakal is not dependent upon this as Lina Basaruba, but rather the Halacha of Aim based in Shakal applies to wherever one needs a based and that the based and cannot be Shakal. But as far as this, that one needs Asara for Shumas Hektish, one cannot say that the Halacha of Aim based in Shakal is dependent upon this, that wherever one needs a based and the based and cannot be Shakal. Since the Halacha of Asara that one needs for Shumas Hektish has nothing to do with Hilchas Beistin, but rather, as we find in the Raman Choshen Mishpat in Siman Kof Gimel Sif Gimel, that as far as Shumas Beistin is concerned, the people that make the Shuma can even be Kravim Zalazah. And so too we find in the Gemara later on, Daf Yedal Amar Beis, that the Gemara says that as far as Shuma is concerned, one can even use a Nachri as far as the people that one needs to make a Shuma. So again, one clearly sees that the Halacha of Shuma is not Mechayev Beistin. And for that reason, we find that the Rashba Megillah answers Taisis's Kasha by saying that as far as being Shom the Karka of Hektish, since there is no din taking place, but rather all that is taking place is a Shuma, for that reason, we will not apply the Halacha of Ein based in Shakal. In other words, Halacha of Aim based in Shakal only applies where there is a din taking place, but not where there is a Shuma taking place, which is not Mechayev based in. This, that Taisis understands, we should apply the Halacha of Aim based in Shakal to the Shuma of the Karka of Hektish, is a Chayev, because Taisis understands that the Halacha of Aim based in Shakal has nothing to do with Hilchas based in, but rather the Halacha of Aim based in Shakal is only dependent upon this, that wherever there is Halacha Vazlina Basaruba, then one needs a minion naita in order that they should be able to come lidei the achra of Rav. And therefore from Taisis one sees two chidushim. First of all, from Taisis one sees that Taisis argues on the Terevin, and Taisis understands that as far as Shumas Karkav Hektish, we will go Basarav. And from Taisis one sees as well that based on this, that by the Shuma of the Karka of Hektish we go after Rav. For that reason, Taisis understands we should apply the Halach of Aim based in Shakal, since the Halach of Aim based in Shakal is not Halach and Ochas based in, but rather it is Halach wherever we go after Rav. This, at the Rashba, answers Taisis' Kasha by saying that since what is taking place is a Shuma, not a Din, For that reason, one does not need a base de noita, and there is nothing wrong with this that they are shkulim. Is based on this that the Rashba understands that the halacha of im based in chakol is halacha mihoches based in, and even those he mentioned before. The Rashba explains this that there is halacha of im based in chakol is a halacha which refers to a dentera which needs a achra, but still the Rashba understands that the halacha of im based in chakol is only a halacha mihoches based in, and the halacha of im based in chakol does not apply to any case where one happens to need achra, if this that one needs achra has nothing to do with hilchas beistin. Now let's go on to the next part of our Gemara. In our Gemara, we find that our Gemara asks the following kasha: Elohad de tnan shnayim imrim zakai vechrem rechayiv. Zakai, shnayim imrim chayiv vechrem rechayiv chayiv. Neima de loik Rabbi Yishia. Now to explain this, our Gemara says, Neima d'loik Rabbi Yishia. From this, we are as linam bas aruba by a base in shal shoysha. B'chayah, one can explain pshat in our Gemara as follows, that according to Rabbi Yishia, since the halacha of lintais achre rabu mahatais was only said by a base in shal chav gimel, and for that reason Rabbi Yishia understands that the halacha of im based in shakol and a selacha based in night is only referring to a based in shal dini nefashis. For that reason, our Gemara asks that by dini mamanis there is no mekar vazlinon basaruba, and therefore from this that the Mishnah says, shnayim imrim zakai ve'echrim rechayiv zakai, and shnayim imrim chayiv ve'echrim rechayiv chayiv neima delaik Rabbi Yishia. But in Rashi we find that Rashi explains pshat in our Gemara with a different mahalach, and Rashi explains pshat in our Gemara as follows. Leima d'loi krebyesha di krebyesha kivan d'shrishi mikro yofu v'lav misham neita tzarech shetei das shosh don shove. In other words, Rashi explains pshat in the Gemara's kasha as follows, that since according to Krebyesha one needs shosha dayanim in order to be considered a beistin, and less than shosha is not considered a beistin, if so, how are we supposed to be azlina basaruba? Even if we are azlina basaruba, but where do we have shosha dayanim? All we have is roiv of shoisha dayanim. One does not have shoisha dayanim. That is how Rashi explains pshat in the kash of our Gemara leima d'loik Rabbi Yishia. From Rashi, one clearly sees that Rashi understands that according to Rabbi Yinus on this, that one needs shoisha dayanim is only based on this, that one needs a base in neita, but there is no halacha that one needs shoisha dayanim in order to be considered a base in. And for that reason, Rashi understands that according to Rabbi Yonasan, we are as linam basaruba, since one does not need shoisha dayanim in order to be considered a beistin. Which, as we mentioned before in the beginning of our shiras of mashmos of Rashi before as well, with the Ibrahim Maschil, ain beistin shakol. So again, from Rashi, one sees that Rashi explains that the machlekes between Rabbi Yonasan and Rabbi Yishia is a machlekes as far as this, that one needs a beistin shal shoisha. According to Rabbi Yishia, this one needs a beistin shal shoisha is because a basin which is less than shoisha is not considered a basin. On the other hand, according to Venus and this, one needs a basin shoisha is only because one needs a basin which has the ability to be neita. Our Gemara goes on to answer the kasha as follows: Afilu teim Rabbi Yishia ma'isa b'kavochemer medini nefashes u'ma dini nefashes d'chamiri amar achmana zil basaruba dini mamanis le'kol shekein. Now, if we are to explain pshat in the kasha of our Gemara, that the kasha of our Gemara was dependent upon this, that according to Rabbi Yishia, our Gemara means to ask that what is the makar? The Rezvina Basaruba by a base in Shogimel. Since the pasuk of Lintais Achre Rabba Mahatais was only Sabaitin and Afashis, then one can explain pshat in the teretz of our Gemara very simply. And our Gemara means to answer that this Rezvina Basaruba by Dini Mominis is based on a kavachemer midine nefashis. But if we are to understand, like Rashi explains pshat in the kash of our Gemara, that the kash of our Gemara of Leima d'loik Rabbi Yishia is based on this, that a basin which is less than Gimel is not considered a basin, then one has to understand, if so, what is pshat in the teretz of our Gemara, a ma'is of a kavachemer midine nefashis. But still, where does one have a basin shal Gimel? And so too one has to understand pshat in Rashi. What is pshat in this? Rashi explains pshat in the kash of our Gemara of Leima d'loik Rabbi Yishia. Based on this, that according to Rabbi Yishia, one needs shoisha dayanim in order to be considered a beistin. Why didn't Rashi explain pshat in the kash of our Gemara very simply? That according to Rabbi Yishia, what is the makar? That by dini mamanis we are zlinon basaruba. So to explain pshat in Rashi, one has to say as follows: This, the Rashi understands that our Gemara did not ask that according to Rabbi Yisha, what is the makar the Baidini Mamnas Razina Basaruba? Is because Rashi understands that if not for this, Rabbi Yisha says that in order to be considered based in Shalmaman, one needs Shoisha Dayanim. Then with this, that one has a Rav, the Rav itself is a Raya, that is the MS. And even though one does not have Shoisha Dayanim, but that is Pashat, that the MS is with the Rav. And therefore, even without a Kal V'chomer from Dini Nefashos, but still it is Pashat, that we will go after Rav, since Rav is a Raya to the MS. But according to Rabbi Yisha, who understands that one needs Shoisha Dayanim in order to be considered a Basin, for that reason Rashi explains that our Gemara means to ask, where is the Basin? Our Gemara answers the Kasha by saying that we are now from Dini Nefashos B'Kal V'chomer, and the Alfusa B'Kal V'chomer Midini Nefashos is as follows. That just like Bedini Nefashos, we are Zlinam Basaruba. And based on this, we are Zlinam Basaruba. Now it is considered as if we have the entire Basin. So too, as far as Shoisha Dayanim, we will say that based on this, we are Zlinam Basaruba. For that reason, now it is considered as if we have Shoisha Dayanim. That is a Chereb Shat in the Teretz of the Gemara according to the Shita of Rashi. So again, from the Shak of Atayr of our Gemara according to Rashi, one sees this, that by Basin, we are Zlinam Basaruba, is based on two things. First of all, it is based on this, that with the Rav, we can be Kaveya what the MS is. And second of all, it is based on this, that since one has a Rav, for that reason one has the Miyot as well. And the Miyot itself is Mitztaref leHarav. Now, as far as this, that the Miyot itself is Mitztaref leHarav, okay, one can explain this, that the Miyot is Mitztaref leHarav with one of two Malachim. Either one can explain that the Miyot is Mitztaref leHarav. Based on this, we find by Reb Chaim in Chedusha Agracha Hashah Simon Reish Chav Tes, that we say Ruba Kakua, and for that reason the Miyot is Nishapech Kamei Arov and Nasa Kearov. Or one can explain this, that the Miyot is Mitztaref leHarav. Based on this, we find that the Maram Chaviv in his Sefer Get Poshet, which is brought down in the country of Sasfekas and Kval Vav, says as follows, that the Miyot is Mitztaref leHarav because the Miyot are Mevatlin Daitan Mipnei Sfaras HaRabim and Yechilun LaHayos Ela Kisfarasam. And for that reason, the Miyot itself is considered like the Rav, since now the Miyot is Paskening like the Rav. And for that reason, the Miyot is Mitztaref leHarav. That is another mahalach with which one can explain pshat in this, that the Miyot is Mitztaref leHarav. In the Mefarshim we find that the Mefarshim ask the following kash in our Gemara. Why did our Gemara ask a similar kash on the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, who is Machsher b'Sanhedri Gedolah based in Shal Shivim? And one does not need a based in Neit of Shivim v'Echad. If so, according to Yehuda, what is pshat? The by Sanhedri Gedolah we are as Linam Basarayiv. We should not be as Linon Basarayiv. And as far as Sanhedri Gedolah, one does not have the teretz of our Gemara, that we went out from Dini Nefashos, since only as far as Dini Mamonis can we say that we went out Dini Mamonis from Dini Nefashos v'Kal V'chomer. But as far as Sanhedri Gedolah, the halacha should remain that one needs the entire Sanhedrin. To answer this kasha, one has to say as follows, that as far as Sanhedri Gedolah was Pasha to our Gemara, that the Miyot is Mitztaref leHarav, and the entire kasha of our Gemara is only as far as a based in Shal Shoisha. This, as far as Sanhedri Gedolah was Pasha to our Gemara, that a Miyot is Mitztaref leHarav, Lachir is based on this, as far as Sanhedri Gedolah, it is Pashat that we apply the Halacha of Rubei Kekulei. And if one has Rav of Sanhedri Gedolah, it is considered as if we have the entire Sanhedri Gedolah, and the Miyot is Mitztaref leHarav based on the Halacha of Rubei Kekulei. This, that only as far as Sanhedri Gedolah, will we apply the Halacha of Rubei Kekulei, is a chira based on this, that Sanhedri Gedolah is considered one entity of Sanhedrin, and therefore as long as one has Rav of Sanhedrin, we will say Rubei Kekulei, and it is considered as if we have the Sanhedrin in its entirety. But as far as a base in Shal Shoisha, we do not consider a base in Shal Shoisha as one entity. And since we do not consider a base in Shal Shoisha as one entity, for that reason, we are not able to apply the rule of Rubei Kekulei. Rubei Kekulei only applies to the Rav of one entity. If one has Rav of one entity, then we say Rubei Kekulei, and it is considered as if we have the entire entity. But as far as Beis and Shal Shoisha, Beis and Shal Shoisha is not considered one entity. and therefore we are not able to apply the rule of Rube Kekulei. According to this Mahalach, this we go after a Rove of a base in Shoshoisha. Even according to the Shita of Rabbi Yishia can only be explained by saying that the Miyot have to go along with the Svara of the Rove, and for that reason the Miyot are Metzdarif to the Rove. And that itself was in Schadish in the Kavol Chomer Mei Dinei Nefashis. And for that reason one has a base in Shoshoisha. That is a Chira, what comes out from our Gemara according to the explanation of Rashi. In Tesis we find that Tesis asks the following kash on the Kavol Chomer of our Gemara. On this our Gemara says, we are now Dinei Mominus Mekavol Chomer Mei Dinei Nefashis. Tesis asks, Tema de Bereish HaMechapeiris Kamer Shmolein Hochen B'Momen Acher Arayiv. Now, one has to understand Pshat and Tesis. Why didn't Tesis ask a very simple kasha? That according to Shmuel holds in Hochem, the Mamanach, a Rav, if so, what is Pshat? In this, that we go after Rav Bedine Mamanis, and we say that by Dine Mamanis we go after Rav Dayanim. What happened to the Loch of Shmuel in Hochem, the Mamanach, a Rav? Which is the kasha of Tesis and Bavakama and Dafchav Zayin on a base. So to explain Pshat and Tesis, okay, one can explain Pshat and Tesis with one of two Malachim. Either one can explain Pshat and Tesis. That Tesis understands that even though Shmuel says in Hochem b'mamanach harev that it only applies to Aruba de Leisa Kamon. But as far as Aruba de Isa Kamon, even according to Shmuel, we are Hochen achar harev. And therefore, as far as Beistin, that one has a ruba de isa kamon for that reason, by mamon we are hochen achar haroiv by ruba de isa kamon. As one sees in our thesis, a thesis differentiates between a ruba de isa kamon and a ruba de leisa kamon. That is one mahalach with which one can explain pshat and thesis. Another mahalach with which one can explain pshat and thesis is by saying a thesis understands that as far as a roiv of beistin, the roiv of beistin has nothing to do with halach of Shmuel, as we find the Tesis of Avakama answers his kasha by saying as follows: V'yishoymer dahasam gabe dayanim shayni dechashiv miot edhu kemisha enai v'leiko amemar hasam uki amina v'cheskas mori da beis de mafki minei. Now to explain Pshat and Tesis, we find two mahalchim that are chayim as far as how to explain Pshat and the teretz of Tesis in Avakama, which are the two Mahalchim that we mentioned before. Either one can explain Pshat and Tesis, as we find there Rabbi Chaim al-Shas explains Pshat and Tesis, that by Beistin we will say Rubei Kekulei, and therefore it is considered as if we have the Beistin in its entirety, and one no longer has a Miot. And since one no longer has a Miot, but rather one has the Beistin in its entirety, for that reason we do not apply the Halacha of Shmuel ben Hochem b'mamanach harayv, since it is no longer considered a rave, but rather it is considered as if one has the entire base then. Another mahalach as far as how to explain Pshat and Tesis is, as we mentioned before, B'Shem the Gepashet, that the miot have to go along with the rave, and therefore it is considered as if we have the entire base then, since the miot themselves are going along with the rave. And therefore, as Tesis says, it is Choshev miotid hu k'misha'inai, and therefore, Beistin Mafki Mamino, which means the Beistin in its entirety, are the ones who are being Maitzi Mamin. And for that reason, we do not apply the Halacha of Shmuel Ben Hochem B'Mamin Acher Arayiv. And for that reason, the entire Kash of Tesis is just this. Therefore, one sees in our Gemara that there is a Kavach Chomer from Dini Nefashis to Dini Maminis. As far as this, that Beistin are Mafkina Mamina, so too we should make a Kavach Chomer from Dini Nefashis to Dini Maminis. As far as this, we are Hochen Acher Harayiv. Now let's go on to the next Gemara. Our Gemara brings down the following Machlokes between Tanakama and Rabbi. Tanakama says Dini Maminis B'Shoisha. Rabbi on the other end argues, and Rabbi says Dini Maminis is B'Chamisha K'dei Shigomer Hadin B'Shoisha, which our Gemara explains to mean that since Gemara Din needs to take place with a Shoisha, for that reason one needs to start out with Chamisha. Our Gemara goes on to explain Pshat and Rabbi this. Rabbi says that one needs Chamisha is based on the following drasha. The pasuk says, "Asher Hashirin Elohim, Elohim is Trey." And we darshan Ne'amar Trey L'mayla V'ne'amar Trey L'mata Malamata Shnayim Af L'mayla Shnayim Ve'em Beisin Chokol Misifin Alein Oid Echad Arei Kan Chamisha. Now, everyone has to understand Pshat in our Gemara. If the Makar of Rabbi is based on this, that we say Nemer Olihim Matav Nemer Olihim Maila, and we end off by saying Ein Beis and Shalkom Yisif and Alein Oid Achad. If so, what is pshat in this? The Rebbe says that the reason why one needs Chamisha is Kedei Sheigamer Hadin B'Shoisha. So from our Gemara, here one clearly sees that the Yisayd of Rebbe is based on this, that one needs a Gemara Din B'Shoisha. Just this, that one needs a Gemara Din B'Shoisha, is based on the drasha of Asher Yashirin Elihim, where we say Nemer Elihim L'matav and Nemer Elihim L'mayla. And from there we learn out that one needs a Gemara Din B'Shoisha. In other words, this, that the pasuk says that one needs Chamisha, is itself Kedei Sheigamer Hadin B'Shoisha. From this, the Rebbe says that one needs Chamisha Kedei Sheigamer Hadin B'Shoisha. From here one sees that according to Rebbe, we will not say Rube Kekuei, and we will not say that the Miot is Mitztarif Laroi, but rather one needs Shoisha in order to be considered a Beis Din. And without Shoisha, we do not have a Beis Din. And therefore, Kedei Sheigamer Hadin B'Shoisha, one has to start out with Chamisha. And the Chiddush of the Drasha is itself this, that as far as a Beis Din Shel Shoisha, the Miot is not Mitztarif Laroi. And for that reason, one needs to start out with Chamisha Kedei Sheigamer Hadin B'Shoisha, since only if one has Shoisha Dayanim that are passing the same way do we have a Beis Din Shel Shoisha. That is a chira, what comes out from the Shita of Rabbi. This, that according to Rabbi, by a Beis Din Shel Shoisha based on the drasha, we say that the Miyot is not Mitztarif Laroiv. The chira is based on this, that the drasha is Mechadish, that as far as a Beis Din Shel Shoisha, we do not say Rubei Kekulei. And so too, by Beis Din Shel Shoisha, we do not say that the Miyot are Meshubed to the Svara of the Roiv, to Paskin like the Roiv. And for that reason, in order to have a Beis Din Shel Shoisha, one needs that all Shoisha Dayanim should Paskin the same way. Now, let us go on to the next sugya. Our Gemara says, Amar Yitzchak Bar Yosef, Amar Rabbi Chanan, Rabbi, Rabbi Yehuda ben Reitz, Rabbi Shami, Rabbi Shem, Rabbi Kiva, Ku, Sviru, Yesh, Eim, Mikra. Tesis explains, Didafka hacha shemikra meseris machashi adadi, Ishu yesh eim mikra. Avoheicha doi machashi adadi darashi tarvayu. And the entire machoikis, we say yesh eim mikra, or we say yesh eim meseris, is only where the mikra meseris are machish one the other. But if the mikra meseris are not machish one the other, then we darash in both the mikra and the meseris. That is the Shita of Tesis. On the other hand, in the Ritva and Kedushin and Dafil Ches and Rebeis, and so too is the Mashmos of Rashi and Kedushin, we find that the Ritva argues, and the Ritva explains that according to the Shita of Rabbi Akiva, this that we say Yeshem or Mikra applies even to a case that the Mikra and Maseris are not Machashi Adadi. And even with the Mikra and Maseris are not Machashi Adadi, but still there is a Lach of Yeshem or Mikra. And we do not go after the Maseiris. Now, here one can explain Pshat in this Machlokes HaRishonim. If the Halacha of Yesh Eim Mikra applies, even where they are not Machashi Adadi, by saying that the Machlokes is dependent upon a fundamental Shaila as far as how to understand Kri Uksiv, do we understand that the Kri is not connected to the Ksav, but rather the Kri is a Kri Al Peh, and one is not being Kirei Es HaNechtav, or do we understand Kri Uksiv to mean that the way to be Kirei Es HaNechtav is through the Kri, and the Kri is a Kriya of the Nechtav? Which, as we find in Moshe, in Igros Moshe Rechem Chilgdalot Simen Chavdalot explains, is a Shakla Vataria of the Rashba and Chuvas that the Beis Yosef brings down in Rechem Simen Kof Mem Aleph. If we are to understand that the Kri and the Ksiv are not connected one to the other, and the Kri is not a Kriya of the Nechtav, then Ocheret is Pashat as Tesis explains, that B'mokim with the Kri and Ksiv are not Machashi Adadi, that we should be Deirish both the Kri and the Ksiv. The Kri does not affect the Ksiv, and therefore Heichadoi Machashi Adadi, we Darish in the Ksiv as well as the Kri. This, at the Ritva, explains with Shita Rabbi Akiva. The Rabbi Akiva understands that we say Yesh Eim Mikra Fil Heichadoi Machashi Adadi is okay, because Ritva understands that the way Kri Uksiv works is this that we say that the Kri is a way of reading Es Hanachtav, and the Halacha Moshe Misinai of Kri was that the way to read Es Hanachtav is through the Kri. Therefore, the Kri affects Es Hanachtav, and for that reason, the Ritva explains with Shitas of Rekiva that Fiu Heichadoi Machash Yadadi, but still we will say Yesh Eim Wamekra. Our Gemara brings down that Peshame holds Yesh Eim Wamekra. And our Gemara explains Beshame Titnan Beshame Eimim Ko Nitnin Amazbeach Achitzan Shinostan Bematona Achas Kiper Ubechata Shte Matonis Ubeso Eimim Afbechata Shinostan Bematona Achas Kiper Vomer of Hunamai Time de Beshame Krones, 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 Herikan Shesh Arbo and Mitzvah Ustayim Laakiv Ubeso Eimim Krones, Karnas, Karnas, Herikan Arba Gimel and Mitzvah Vaachas Laakiv. On this, our Gemara asks, "Ve'ema kula le'mitzvah." Our Gemara answers by saying, "Kapara bechti loy ashkechan." In Tesis, you find that Tesis asks the following kasha mishami: what is pshat in this? Mishami says, "Ushtayim la'akiv." Hava le'lemeimer sholish la'akiv. The chiluk of Nami al-Dawid. Hava yadana achas la'akiv. The kapara bechti loy ashkechan. K'da'ami be'soal. Vakati mi'asrei trei le'rabo shnayim. V'yishoyim ad be'shami le'isula yisvara. Inami kesabri kivan de ika shvicha istamim liyisayid lav kapara bechdihu. Now, Lachero, one has to understand, according to Tesis, what is the machlekes between Meshame and Beisilel? That according to Beisilel, we say kapara bechdi layashkechon, and the other, and according to Meshame, as Tesis explains in his second teretz, kivan de ika shvicha istamim liyisayid lav kapara bechdihu. Lachero, one can explain the machlekes with one of two malachim. Either one can explain pshat the machlekes between Meshame and Beisol by saying that the machlekes between Meshame and Beisol is a machlekes as far as shvicha liyisayid. Does one need a teirah shirayim in order to have a halacha of shvicha liyisayid or not? Beisame understands that the halacha of shvicha liyisayid is not dependent upon the shem shirayim, and therefore will not be considered a kapara bechdi as long as one was shvifech damim liyisayid. And even though Shvichas Dam Yisayid is not considered a Matona Achas of Dam, but still it is not considered a Kapara Bechti. One has a Kiyam of Shvicha Yisayid. This that Beisil argues is because Beisil understands that the entire Halacha of Shvicha Yisayid is dependent upon this, that it is considered Shirayim. Only by Shirayim is there a Halacha of Shvicha Shirayim Yisayid. If one was Shvichas Dam, which was not considered Shirayim, then such a shvicha will also be considered a kapara bechdi, that shvicha is worthless. And since in order to be considered a shvicha shirayim, one needs to first have matonis, without any matonis, a shvichas dam liyisayid will also be considered a kapara bechdi, and we will say kapara bechdi loy ashkechan. That is one way with which one can explain pshat and machlokes between Meshame and Beis Hillel. Another way with which one can explain pshat and machlokes between Meshame and Beisil is by saying, this that Tesis says, that according to Meshame it is not considered a kapara bechdi, with shvichas dam liyisayid. Tesis is not referring to this, that shvichas dam liyisayid is like the shvichas shirayim of a chatas. In order to be considered a shvicha of shirayim, it has to be considered shirayim. And therefore Tesis means to say, that with Shvichas Dam Yisayid, one has this that we find in the Gemara in Zvachim and Avchav Vavim Abbas, that Shmuel says that by Yizrika Shoei B'Mekoymai, Kivan Shigia Dam L'Mizbeach Kiper, based on the Pasuk of Aninasata V'Lachem Al HaMizbeach V'Chaper. And therefore, as long as one has Higia Dam L'Mizbeach, Beishame understands that it is not considered a Kapar Bechdi, since one has the halacha of aninasat v'chem al hamizbeach v'chaper. This Abisul understands that it is considered a kapara bechdi zochir, based on this Abisul understands that in order to be considered of aninasat v'chem al hamizbeach v'chaper is only if it is considered a matnas dam. If something is considered a matnas dam, then we will apply the halacha of aninasat v'chem al hamizbeach v'chaper. And even Shaloi b'mekoyma is mechaper, but Shvichas Dam is not considered a matnas dam, and therefore we will not apply the halacha of aninasat v'chem al hamizbeach v'chaper. In other words, according to this Mahalach, the Machoikas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is a fundamental Machoikas as far as how to understand the halacha of Aninasata Vachem al Hamizbeach Chaper, that from there Shmuel learns out that Kivan Shigiyadam will Mizbeach Neskapru Bailim. Do we say that as long as a dam reached the Mizbeach Neskapru Bailim, or do we say that one needs to have a matnas dam? And as long as one has a matnas dam, then we will say neskapru b'ilim. But if one does not have a matnas dam, then we will not say neskapru b'ilim. The fact that the dam reached the mizbech is not enough for us to say neskapru b'ilim. That is the second mahalach as far as how to explain pshat and tesfis, and to explain pshat, the machloekes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Now let's go on to the next gemara. Our Gemara brings down the following Kasha Maskvar Vachar by Yaakov, Mi'ika Deleiswa Yeshem Mikra, Fatanya Becholov Imai, Yochol Bechilev, Amrit Yeshem Mikra. And from here, our Gemara wants to prove that Okuyama Yeshem Mikra. Now, here one can explain Shatna Hechich of our Gemara, that Okuyama Yeshem Mikra is from this we do not find any Mandamar Lolds, that there is an Isser to Mavasho. Basar Bechelev. And Rukui Alma, the entire Isser is only to Yavashal Basar Bechelev. And from there the Gemara proves Rukui Alma Yesh Eim Lemikra. But in Rashi, one sees Rashi explains Pshat and the Hechrich of our Gemara with a different Malach. And Rashi explains this our Gemara wants to prove, that Rukui Alma Yesh Eim Lemikra is because Leka Mandapolik, the Pligi Basar Bechelev Minolan Daaser. In other words, if we are to say Yesh Eim Lemisiris, and we do not go after the Mikra, then there is no Isser of Basar Becholav. Okay, one can ask the following to me on Rashi, even if we are to say Yesh Eim L'Mesiris, and we do not say Yesh Eim L'Mikra, but still there should be an Isser of Basar Becholav based on the Mikra. The end of the day, the Mikra is Oisavashal Gedi Becholav Imai. And therefore, how can we possibly say that there is no Isser of Basar Becholav unless we are to say Yesh Eim LeMikra? So to explain Pshat and Rashi, okay, one can explain Pshat and Rashi based on this that we mentioned before. And one can say that if we are to say Yesh Eim LeMesiris, and we do not say Yesh Eim LeMikra, then even though there is a Kri, but the Kri is not the way of reading Masha Nechtav, but rather, the Kri is just a Halacha LeMoshe MiSinai. And the Kri and the Ksiv are independent of each other. And therefore, even though there is a Kri, but since the Kri is only Halacha L'Moshe MiSinai, and the Kri is not the way of reading Masha Nechtav, for that reason, even if there will be an Isser of Basar B'Cholah based on the Kri, but that Isser will just be an Isser of Halacha L'Moshe MiSinai, and one will not have a full-fledged Isser, one will not be Chayav Malkus on the Isser of Basar B'Cholah. And therefore, one can explain Pshat and Rashi. This Rashi says, "The pligi baser becholav minolan daaser." Rashi means minolan daaser be iser lav. And from this, that we find that Okuyama, everyone agrees that there is an iser baser becholav iser lav. From there, our Gemara wants to prove that Okuyama yesh eim lemikra. Now, if we are to explain Pshat and our Gemara, this our Gemara wants to prove that Okuyama yesh eim lemikra. From the pasuk of Oisavashal Gedi v'Chalev Imai, by saying that the proof of our Gemara is because if we are to say Yesh Eim L'Mesiris, then there should be an Isser of Bishol Basar B'Chelev, then one can explain Pshat in our Gemara very simply. If we are to say Yesh Eim L'Mikra, then there is no Isser of Basar B'Chelev. On the other hand, if we are to say Yesh Eim L'Mesiris, then there is an Isser both of Basar B'Cholev and Basar B'Chelev. But according to Rashi, who explains that if we are to say Yesh Eim L'Mesiris, then there is no Isser of Basar B'Cholav. Well, where does one see in Yesh Eim L'Mesiris that there should not be an Isser of Basar B'Cholav? The Mesiris is not more Chelav than Cholav. And since the Mesiris is not more Chelav than Cholav, then for that reason we should say that there is an Isser both of Basar B'Cholav and Basar B'Chelav. And there are two Isserim that are included in the Pasuk. This is a kasha that we find in the Sefer Chamer V'Chaye on our Gemara. In that chenim, we find two mahalchim as far as how to explain Pshat and our Gemara according to Rashi. In the Sefer Chazayis Kasha, we find that the Chazayis Kasha explains Pshat and our Gemara as follows. This that we should say, that the entire Isser is only Basar B'Chelev and not Basar B'Cholev, even though V'chir, as far as the Maseiros is concerned, there is no reason to say that the Isser is only referring to Basar v'chilav over Basar v'cholav, is because it is more mestaver that there should be an Isser l'vashal Basar v'chilav than Basar v'cholav. Since as far as Basar v'cholav is concerned, that each one by itself is mutzer, to say that there is an Isser of Basar v'cholav is a chiddush. On the other hand, by Basar v'chilav, that the chilav by itself is aser. For that reason, it is mestaber yoiser that the Torah is referring to Basar v'chilav. Uchira from the Chazir's Kasha one sees that the Chazir's Kasha understands that if we are to say Yesh Eimah Maseiros, then there is no Isser of Basar v'cholav whatsoever. And for that reason, it is more mestaber that the Pasuk is referring to Basar v'chilav. In the Margolius Hayam, we find that the Margolius Hayam brings down another pshat from the Sefer or Beiker. That the Sefer or Beiker explains pshat in our Gemara as follows. That the tzad of our Gemara, that if we are to say Yesh Eimah Maseiros, that the entire Isser is only by Basar v'chilav and not by Basar v'cholav, is because the Pasuk of Oisavash HaGadiba Chalev Imu was said next to the Pasuk of Oyoan Chalev Chagi Al Beiker, which is referring to Chalev. And for that reason, if not for Yesh Eimu Mikra, I would explain Pshat in the Pasuk of Oisavash HaGadi, that the Pasuk is referring to Chalev and not to Cholev. That is the second Pshat, as far as how to explain Pshat in our Gemara according to the Shita of Rashi. Our Gemara goes on to be deicha the Rai by saying, El Amar Avacha Beredu Avika Amar Koli Savashol Gedi Derech Bishol Ostra Teira. Now to explain Pshat in this, our Gemara says Derech Bishol Ostra Teira, we find the tremendous machlokes between Rashi and Tesis. Rashi explains Pshat in our Gemara, this our Gemara says Derech Bishol Ostra Teira, that our Gemara means to say that if someone was a Vashel Basar Bechilev, it is not considered Bishol, but rather it is only considered Tigun. And for that reason, the Isra Torah is referring to Basar v'cholav. That is how Rashi explains Pshat in our Gemara. In Tesis, we find that Tesis brings down another Pshat as far as how to explain Pshat in our Gemara. And Tesis explains Derech Bishol Asa Torah Debeloi Bishol Shari Validei Bishol Aser Afuke Chelev Debelav Hachi Aser. In the Bekevegir, we find the Bekevegir asks the following Kasha on this Pshat of Tesis. The Bekevegir asks, Hamashkachas boy bishol de shari b'mavashol basar b'chelev tar. Toko shuman de behema mikri chelev. Eladal al kerev asra tira. V'mkein doma mayri hakra b'chelev tar. In other words, the Kivegar asks that we find chelev which is mutter b'achila. And since we find chelev which is mutter b'achila, let us explain that the pasuk is referring to oisavashol gedi b'chelev imai. And even though we say derech bishol asa teira, but still the teira is referring to chelev, which is mutter. Based on this, we mentioned before v'shem lechazayis kasha, one can answer b'kivegir's kasha as follows. This, our Gemara, is a tzad to explain pshat in the pasuk, that the pasuk means oisavashol gedi b'chelev imai, is based on the isser of chelev. As far as chelev tar is concerned, there is no reason for us to say that the pasuk is referring to chelev tahir more than cholav. And for that reason, based on the Derech Bishol Asa Teira, that from there one sees that the pasuk is not referring to chelev aser, automatically we will say that the pasuk is referring to cholav. That is a chira, how one can answer the kasha of Reb Kivegar. But that is only if we are to understand pshat in our Gemara, that our Gemara is coming to explain the reason why there is an Isra of Basar v'cholav. If we are to explain it with the other tzad, that our Gemara is coming to explain pshat in this, that there is no Isra of Basar v'chilev. And if we are to say Yeishem u'Maseiros, then there should be an Isra of Basar v'chilev. Then again, the Kasha of Reb Kivegar will be a Kasha. Since let us say that the Pasuk is referring to being Mevashal Basar v'chilev which is tar. And there will be two Isurim. There will be an Isra of Basar v'chilev and an Isra of Basar v'chilev tar. That is a Chira. How one can explain Pshat in the Kasha of Reb Kivegar.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Myra McClamis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.